Hey, everybody, how the fuck is it going?
What are you looking at me for?
You usually say stuff.
Am I everybody?
Half the time you fucking interrupt.
I'm starting over.
Okay.
Half the time you
say
fucking interrupt me when I'm talking anyway.
I got it.
So I'm like, okay, you talk now because that's what you do. Okay. I'm not going to make... Okay. Nope, this time I'm not going to let you talk.
All right.
Hey everybody, how the fuck is it going? Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet. This is episode 81, I think, and it's someday in August.
Yeah!
Are you ready for some podcast?
Are you ready for some podcast?
I hope you actually answered that, because that would be great, because I know a lot of you listen at work and places where you really shouldn't speak out loud for no apparent reason, so I hope you did answer the question. Orion, guess what?
What?
I was at work the other day. Well, actually, I was out of work, but I was on my lunch break. I was driving around.
I'm confused already. Hold on.
I was driving around on my lunch break.
Okay.
God damn it. And as I was coming back to work, I saw this guy. And a lot of the people around my workplace, because it's out by the airport, there aren't any real like retail locations or restaurants or anything around. It's all these office buildings.
Yeah.
So you see people wandering around, and it's all like office workers who are trying to get exercise on their lunch breaks.
Really?
Just wandering around aimlessly in the middle of these office complexes. And I assume that's what this guy was doing. It was this older, bald, kind of husky gentleman with glasses on. And it was the kind of guy who has like a, like if you drew a cartoon of him, he would just have like a dome coming out of his shoulders for a head, you know, no neck, like the Juggernaut X-Men.
Yeah.
You know, he looked kind of like a turtle. And from a distance, I'm driving up, he's wearing these dark pants and it looks like he's not wearing a shirt. And he's just this old guy, probably no idea where he is, wandering around without a shirt on. And as I got closer, I realized, no, he was wearing a shirt. It's just that it completely matched his skin tone.
Really?
He was wearing a polo.
Oh, no.
He was wearing a polo worst. That was the exact same shade of peach or whatever as
really?
His skin tone.
Damn.
And I'm wondering, you know, how do you... You have to know.
No,
you know,
they don't know.
You have to know. Like, did you do that on purpose? You picked it out. You're like, I want a match.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder, like, I can imagine getting like a shirt like that with nipples on it, like painted on. What is it? You have to know. You have to look in the mirror and go, this is the exact same color as me.
No.
It's impossible to not see that.
No, they fall into a category I can't even explain. The people that wear... certain things, like where I work, these particular guys love tuna, and they all look the same. They're really pale. They don't shave. They're fat. They wear white shirts that are sweat-stained and black socks all the time. I don't know why.
And they love tuna.
They love tuna.
Sounds like some really cool guys.
If we're out of tuna, they are pissed.
Could you get their numbers? We should hang out.
No.
They sound cool.
Or they'll wear bright yellow shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to think, like, what kind of material is that? Is it, it's not like a Dockers type of, like a khaki material, you know, that's yellow? No.
Well, I wouldn't be, I'm bumping my mic cable. I wouldn't be making fun of this guy, you know, I wouldn't be picking on him so much if it was just like he was wearing something goofy looking.
Yeah.
It's specifically the fact that he picked a shirt that's the exact same color as he is.
Yeah. We all look in mirrors before we go to fucking work.
It's like trying to camouflage your clothing with their surroundings.
He spends all night on the webcam naked anyway. Probably didn't even notice.
Maybe he's looking sexy today.
Yes.
Maybe he's like got a little bit of an exhibitionist streak, but he's also really reserved.
Yeah.
So this is his way of getting his kicks. Without actually doing anything, you know, without actually getting naked in public or whatever. It makes him feel like he's naked in public.
But you didn't say anything or do anything?
I was in my car.
Oh, damn, you could have.
And he was wandering around.
You could have yelled like, woo, yeah, sexy.
I don't think he would have got it.
Probably not.
He probably would have been like, thank you, sir, for telling me I'm sexy. I don't swing that way normally, but
you probably wouldn't
appreciate
even,
it.
He probably would have went, I know.
He kind of reminded me of our vice principal from high school. Remember that guy? It was the exact same body type, you know, and the same head and everything.
Should we throw the name out there?
Oh, Mr. Plunkett.
Mr. Plunkett.
Yeah. Mr. Plunkett was this. He was the exact same kind of guy. He was kind of short and stocky with that head that's basically just a dome, like it's rounded at the top and goes straight down into his shoulders, like a dick, like a little stubby dick for a head.
He just looks like an assistant principal.
And he had glasses and But this guy, the vice principal in my head, I picture him in a yellow polo shirt.
Like always,
I feel like he always wore those.
He did, yeah.
Imagine the exact same guy, only in a flesh tone polo. Oh,
that is disgusting.
Or from a distance, imagine the exact same guy wandering around an office building without a shirt on.
Yeah. I'd be like, whoa, what the? No shit? No shirt? Whoa, what? Oh, Jesus.
Well, speaking of work, actually, I'm not going to have this problem for much longer.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Because I am going to be rich.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm getting a new career. I'm going to be the cock of the walk.
What's going on?
The king of the castle.
You're going on welfare?
The
you got
talk
fired?
Of the town.
Okay.
Other things that mean really good.
Fill me in, Kyle.
Went out to my car on the way to work the other day.
Yeah.
And I see this little pink sticky note on my driver's side window. And I'm like, at first I'm like, oh, it's pink. It's probably from a girl, which was kind of exciting. Then I'm like, oh, if it's from a girl, it's probably like some kind of note.
Like a fat girl.
No. It's probably some kind of note like, oh, sorry, I sideswiped you. Here's my phone number.
Ooh, yeah.
But no, I got out closer to it and there was a phone number. But what it said on it was part-time income.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
If you have 10 to 15 hours a week, earn up to $1,000 a month, man. 269-290-7491. Flexible hours, no experience necessary, will train.
Do you know what that is?
It doesn't matter.
No.
I don't even have to have experience. $1,000 a month for 10 to 15 hours a week, man. Can you imagine how much more free time I'll have?
That sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah. And they're willing to train?
Yeah. I think it's a scam, though, Kyle.
What?
I've been talking to friends. They might be full of shit. I don't know. But, you know, they've gotten the same sticker on their car, believe it or not.
Okay. Are they super cool?
Some of them, yeah.
Well, but, okay, then that makes sense then, because they're trying to recruit, you know, super cool.
But, they called for kicks, and it's a door-to-door thing, and it's kind of bullshit.
Like, you go door-to-door and say, I'm here to collect my money.
It's all commission, yeah. You could earn that much if you, you know, sell that much.
Commission? But, I have to sell things?
Yeah, so.
Like what? Do you know what they sell?
Stupid shit. You know, like books and, you know, stupid shit.
Books. Why would you ever buy books, man? You can get them for free from the library or from garbage cans, which is where most books are. Because they are, you know, garbage. Who reads books, man?
Jeez.
You know what? Every once in a while, somebody will say something that, like, it's sort of like a subtle dig at the fact that I don't really read much.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not very well read. I haven't read enough books.
Yeah.
I read all fucking day.
I was going to say.
And I probably read, my reading proficiency is probably better than the average person. I just happen to find most books kind of dull.
Agreed.
Yeah. And even when I get into a book, like, I have to, like, if I start reading a book, I'll get into it and I'll want to finish it. But it's like, it takes up all of my time.
Yeah.
My valuable time that I could spend watching True Blood.
Yeah.
Or Burn Notice.
Yeah.
Or Leverage, which I just started watching recently. Leverage is pretty good.
How's that going?
It's on the T's and the N's and the T's.
TNT?
Yeah. If you want to say it the fag way.
They know drama.
They do know drama. And it's a pretty good show. It's about con men.
Yeah.
But they're good con men.
Okay.
They're like fairy god con men.
They turned back from like the dark side.
Yeah. They used to steal a lot of bad shit.
Okay.
Like they used to steal lots of art and make lots of money. But now they're like.
They're conning the bad guys?
Yeah.
Ooh. Like twist.
Somebody shows up and they're like, oh my God, this guy was like, I have a really great investment opportunity for you. And I was like, like, well, shit, I need money. So here, I gave him all my life savings and he broke my knees. What are we going to do? And then then they con the guy to get their money back and get him thrown in jail.
Oh,
it's pretty good.
All for the greater good.
And there's a black guy.
Really?
Yeah. And he's a hacker, which is kind of funny to me because, you know, maybe this isn't what they were doing. But to me, the fact that they made the black guy the hacker kind of strikes me like they were like, shit. What's the most anti-racist thing we could do? We'll make the computer genius the black guy.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever going to be able to complain about the show now. The fact that we only have one black guy isn't going to be an issue because he's the smartest of all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty good.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and he used to live with his grandma.
Okay.
Yeah, they make fun of him because, you know, he's a nerd and a loser, except that he's completely not.
Yeah. Going back to books.
Well, you don't want to talk about Leverage anymore?
Well, books, you know, people will tell me about books and they'll be like, can I loan you this book? Oh, you got to read it.
Can I loan you this book?
How fucking
desperate.
Seriously.
No, really, I need somebody else to read this so I can talk about it.
Yes, and I'm like, I don't really have the time. They're like, trust me, dude, I don't read books either, but you got to, here, just take it. And it's in my hand and then I take it home and I never give it back.
Just tell them you're not gay.
But
sorry, I ain't gay.
I try to make a point of saying, now this better grab me by the balls. And
oh,
I
so
say
you
that
are
for anything. Because everybody, in my experience, I've been on this earth quite a while.
Yeah.
And everybody tells me about shit they're into. And I check it out. But then it turns out to be lame. So now I establish right away. I'm like, this better grab me by the balls, man. Like, get me.
What was the last book that grabbed you by the balls?
I found it myself. So
What was it? The Bible?
No.
The Quran?
I don't want to mention it because all the people that do read will be like, oh, worst book ever.
The novelization of Ninja Turtles 3, the movie?
That was it.
I actually used to own that.
That's a book.
I had novelizations of all three Ninja Turtle movies.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I'm always like, you know, this better grab me by the balls. But not too long ago, there was a girl nearby and she was like, or grab me by the clit.
What?
Like, I'm like, this better grab me by the balls. And she's like, or grab me by the clit. Because he's like trying to sell this book, you know, and both of us like, oh, you should borrow it. One of you.
She should have said ovaries because that's the more.
I got the biggest turn on when I heard that.
Really?
Because I pictured, I don't know. That's all I have to say about books.
Well, speaking of things that turn you on,
yeah.
I got good news for you, Orion.
Good news?
New research reveals more and more American girls starting puberty by age 8.
Oh, no.
Doctors and patients were stunned when research published more than a decade ago found some American girls, some, were beginning puberty as early as 7.
Is that a good thing?
A new study released Sunday suggests the average age at which puberty begins may still be falling for white and Latina girls.
Falling.
You're into white and Latina girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Diaz. That's like a Latina name.
Diaz. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Diaz. I don't know. I'm not saying she's Latina, but that's kind of a, it's got to be some kind of Mexi name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Diaz.
I'm trying to think if it's a good thing or a bad thing because puberty, you know, chicks start getting into guys.
Right. And you can get to them earlier.
But the earlier they know what they're doing, I don't know if that's good or bad.
You need them to know what they're doing?
Yeah. To con them into sex.
Actually, conning people is easier when they don't know what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So if they hit puberty at like 13, I can hit them at like age 10. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
So you want to get them before puberty?
Yeah.
Okay. So actually this makes it harder for you. So now you got to hit the 4-year-olds.
That's what I'm saying. Harder for us, right?
No, I'm not a pedo.
Okay.
I'm not a pervert.
I'm not either.
Or a rapist.
Hmm. Now that there's a fine line between rapist and pedophile.
You're right. Some kids want it.
Yeah. They're asking for it.
Yeah, yeah. She was asking for it, or yes, he was asking for it, because at that age, there's not much
The
difference.
Cops show up, and my pants are off, and if I say, I swear to God, I didn't take my own pants off, they'll never believe me. What if there was a child rapist, like a child out there raping adults?
Oh.
It could happen.
No, it couldn't.
It could.
Yeah, who are they raping, like, people in comas?
Hmm. No. But psychologically they fuck with the person and, you know, get them to fuck them. Yeah, I guess if they, I guess they, if they agree to have sex with the child,
there's some child prodigy out there using their brilliance to trick adults into fucking them.
Hey, it could happen.
It could.
I'm going to write a screenplay.
You should
sell it for $500,000.
What will you call it? Little Rascals. I cracked myself up with that one.
Wouldn't that be great?
Little Rascals.
Oh, man.
Better watch your back. The Little Rascals are coming.
Yeah.
So you're not psyched about this girl starting puberty by age 8?
I really don't give a shit, yeah.
Do you think if the age that puberty begins keeps falling, that eventually they'll kind of have to reduce the age of consent?
Yeah, in the years to come, 30 years down the line.
Could you imagine like a really hot, like fully developed, 2-foot-tall little girl?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well, she's got the brains, you know, to know right from wrong.
Who needs brains when you got ass?
Yeah.
Baby got back.
You're right. Yeah.
Baby got back. Yeah. We'll be more literal.
Yeah.
Because babies will have it. The bag.
What if the cops came in and I throw my hands up, my pants are down, I'm naked.
There's a baby hanging from your dick.
They're like, they asked the little boy to climb down.
Yeah. I swear to God. He said it was a seesaw.
Yeah. That would be in the screenplay. Yeah. Adult rapist.
Do you think you could trick an alcoholic into blowing you by telling him your dick was a breathalyzer?
I believe it, yeah.
Yeah?
Probably.
Yeah. What about alcoholic children?
That would be interesting. That would be...
No, it wouldn't. I'm just running out. I'm running out of steam this early in the episode.
Oh, yeah?
Here's some other news, and I just made a weird throat whistle. Here's some other news for you. A new microbe has been discovered eating oil in the oil spill in the Gulf. It's eating the oil spill, so relax, Austin.
Jesus Christ.
Your fruit and lobsters are going to be fine.
That was a proposed idea like way back in the early stages of the oil spill. Like, why don't we just, did I tell you about that?
Mm-hmm.
Just release all these microbes and they'll eat it all up. But yeah. Then you were like, well, that's going to cost a lot of money.
Well, that's because they'd have to make them. But they have been apparently, a newly discovered type of oil-eating microbe is suddenly flourishing in the Gulf of Mexico. Science discovered the new microbe while studying the underwater dispersion of millions of gallons of oil spilled into the Gulf following the explosion of BP's Deepwater Horizon drilling rig. So these microbes just showed up. They were just there.
They were just out there in nature. That's beautiful.
Just hanging out, man.
Yeah.
Just chilling. Maybe they were in like the oil.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Like they were just feeding off the oil and then it blew up and they just kind of blew out with all the oil.
That doesn't make any sense, Kyle.
Why doesn't that make any sense?
They were already in the oil?
Because they were eating it. If you ate oil, where would you hang out?
Probably in the oil.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So maybe they were just in there. They were hanging out, having a good time, playing some Xbox, and then all of a sudden, boom, and they're in the ocean.
Okay. Well, this is a good thing.
Yeah. So Austin can relax.
Yeah. It's fucking Austin.
What if, though, what if these same microbes cause some kind of super AIDS? Like they eat all the oil, but now...
Oh, there's always a catch,
Now when the hurricane comes through, picks up all the water and dumps it all over the chickens or whatever it was Austin was worried about.
What's he going to do? Move to Michigan?
Now there's going to be super AIDS chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is going good. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna stop it. I'm not going to try to cut this together some weird way. I'm just going to keep sitting here and staring at you.
Keeping it real. All right.
Until you say something good.
All right. Well, I had a thought.
Okay.
Unless you want to talk about the microbes.
No, I'm done. I just wanted to tell Austin to relax.
Okay.
Or chillax, as they say.
I had this idea. If you could shrink anyone out there, celebrity.
You could shrink them?
If you could shrink them. Like
Rick Moranis.
Dust. No, hold on. Man, that would be good. But hold on.
He
if you could shrink anyone, strip them naked, and then carry them around in your pocket for a day or more, who would it be?
What would be the point?
That doesn't matter. I don't know. It'd be fun.
That doesn't matter?
It'd be fun.
It'd be fun. It depends on what I'm going to do with this little naked person.
Just carry him around in your pocket.
Little naked pixie.
You know who I'd carry?
Who?
Danny Glover.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a cutie.
You know why?
Why?
Little naked black man, Danny Glover, in my pocket, going, man, I'm too old for this shit.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
That would be so adorable.
He keeps trying to climb out of your pocket.
Jesus Christ.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cute. Dennis Franz.
Who's that again?
The guy from NYPD Blue.
Oh. Ooh, why?
Little guy with the mustache.
Okay.
Well, for one thing.
How would that be cute?
His naked body would make me giggle.
Okay. I agree.
he kind of, like, picturing a little miniature Dennis Franz kind of reminds me of the Doozers from Fraggle Rock. Only he wouldn't be green, but Jesus. I could get like a green highlighter and color him.
Doozers.
And put a little tiny hard hat on him.
Oh.
And I'd be like, build me something, bitch. And then I'd eat it, whatever he built. Okay. I'd give him like licorice, because I don't think he can make Doozer sticks, but I'd give him like licorice and like gumdrops and stuff. I'd make him build me a gingerbread house, but every time he erected a wall, I'd eat it.
Oh, man.
And I'd be like, ha ha, Dennis.
What about like a fat celebrity, like, you know,
like Dennis Franz?
Is he fat?
Yeah. No, he's a chubby little man.
Is he?
Yeah, you don't know who he is, do you?
I don't. I'm thinking of another guy, and I'm
he's
like,
he's a chubby little guy with a mustache.
Oh, that guy! Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. Oh man, I would show him to friends. Be like, check this out.
Whoa!
Check this out. You are going to swoon. He's adorable. I'd put a little tiny leash on him.
Hot potato, toss him around.
Do I have to put him in my pocket?
You don't have to.
Ooh, no, I'll just wear a shirt. Like I have one on now, a shirt with a shirt pocket, and I put him in there. So he's peeking out like
then
a little.
Then you can talk a little bit more.
Like a Joey, like a kangaroo baby.
Yeah, a Joey. Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, look at him riding around in my little pouch.
Yeah.
Hold on tight. We're going for a run.
Yeah. Well, when I came up with this idea, it's stupid, but I've been... The fucking humidity lately has been killing me. This has been the most humid summer ever.
Yeah.
And it really, really pisses me off.
It's been really sticky.
Because I have a physical job, and it gets so fucking hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to complain a little bit, and I do. I don't want to do it on the show, but I think of things, you know, to kind of cope. And, You remember the Greek gods, you know, there was a god for everything.
I remember them, yeah, when they were
all
around.
Of them, yeah.
I remember those guys. Where'd they go?
I don't know. There was a god for everything.
They were so cool, and they lived on mountains and stuff.
Yeah. The god of ketchup. He could exist.
That he probably would. He probably does. The god of ketchup. He probably lives in a volcano somewhere, and he just smelts ketchup out of... What does smelting actually mean?
Smelting?
Something to do with metal. Like you smelt metal.
Want to Google it? Because when I think of smelting.
No, I want you to tell me what it means.
Smelting. it's...
make it up if you have to.
Jesus, it's the melting of metal, man.
You just add an S.
That's it.
It's like a funny... It's like they
don't
wanted
know why
it to
they,
sound funny.
Yeah, smelting. Wait, you mean melting metal? Yeah, smelting.
It's when you melt it and smell it.
No, it's not, Kyle. You can't fool me.
Melting metal smells like cookies baking.
Oh, Jesus. Greek gods. Anyway, if there was a god.
What about the Roman gods?
Yeah, fuck him. But if there was a god of humidity, the villain, the arch enemy.
Humididos.
No.
Humididos.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But its arch enemy, villain, you know, would be the ball sack.
Hmm.
Believe it.
Ball saccharis.
Yeah. All of our ball sacks.
All of them?
All of them.
All of our ball sacks.
Which brings me to...
What if they had a baby? What if it was the goddess of humidity? Because it probably should be, because bitches be tripping.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then they have a baby, girl, and it's just a really gross, liquidy ball sack.
Oh, Jesus. I was going to say, like, girls don't seem to have a problem.
That's where jellyfish came from.
Okay. It's just the inverted vagina... Humidity goddess. Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing, again, brought me to another thought. Like, why haven't, after all these years, our ball sacks evolved? Because people will ask me.
Evolved to what?
Like, evolved, like to not being, you know, external. Hanging out there.
Do you want the real answer? Or?
Yeah, give me the real answer.
Or are you the funny
answer? No, I want the fake. Give me the real answer.
Or the funny. I don't know either, man. That's crazy. You would think we would want to keep our most sensitive areas like behind, like we should have a tiny rib cage down there.
I think I know the real answer.
It's temperature control.
But, yeah.
Because if it was in our bodies, they'd all fry.
I know, but it's stupid.
They got to hang out.
Yeah.
That's why you shouldn't wear tidy whiteys, because it'll kill all your spermies.
Yeah.
And you won't be able to make any babies.
But again,
and without babies, where would we be?
True.
Without babies to work in the mines and do our taxes, all the useful things babies do.
Yeah.
Where would we be? In jail for tax evasion, probably.
What if we were in a society?
I should stop doing that.
like a whole new society where we
lived underground.
No. Where, you know, in nature, survival of the fittest, but we're not like that because we all have to stick around. We can't kill each other.
Right.
But what
because
if we did?
Survival of the fittest was still in play for us, then there would be no cripples.
Yes, exactly.
Or blacks. Which, depending on how you look at it, could be considered a handicap.
Possibly, yeah.
But you were saying.
Yeah, in a society where, you know, it's a survival of the fittest in the sense of we're trying to, you know, prosper into perfection.
Yeah, eugenics.
So we kill off the ugly, right?
Right.
Just, oh, that's an ugly baby. Kill it off. Do you think in like maybe thousands, hundreds of thousands of years, like the asshole would evolve into a prettier looking thing? Probably not.
No.
What if it would, though?
Is that, well, are we, first of all, are we evaluating babies based solely on their physical attractiveness? Because if that's the case, yeah. I'd kill like all babies. Because there are no good looking babies.
Yeah.
They all come out looking like a mess.
Maybe we wouldn't kill them, you know, right away. Just they kind of get kind of cute. And if they're not, kill them off. If they grow up a little bit and they're not.
Well,
pretty or attractive, yeah.
On top of that, if we were only killing off the ugly babies, we're only selecting for physical attractiveness, we might all just end up being really pretty idiots.
That's true, yeah.
Really pretty dumbasses.
Yeah.
And on top of that, when you're looking at someone to evaluate their attractiveness, do you generally check their asshole?
No.
I mean, dogs do.
I was just curious.
Are like, you a dog?
If you thought it might.
No.
Because we won't evolve because we don't kill each other off, you know, the weak.
I think the asshole works pretty well as it is.
Okay.
I don't think that's the next step in human evolution is a prettier asshole. And by the way, what would a prettier asshole look like?
I don't know. But there is like, maybe it's just us, but there's certain aesthetics out there in nature that have evolved, you know, like just appearance, not, I guess, functionality, really. The stick bug looks like a stick, fools
but
all
that
the predators.
Is functionality.
Functionality, I guess. But there's still predators out there that eat it. They know, like, haha, I know you're a bug, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So nature failed. But,
I don't know that. Well, what? Maybe they used to look like candy canes.
Maybe.
And they used to get eaten like crazy.
But like crazy.
Yeah. So in relative terms, nature hasn't failed. Nature's on its way to perfecting the stick bug.
Okay. But what would become...
Or maybe the animals that eat the stick bug also eat sticks. So it's going to happen.
Yeah. But if the asshole doesn't evolve in this fiction, you know, fictional society, with the ball sack, because people... will come up to me and, you know, I have to tell them, you know, I'm an atheist because they're bringing all this crazy bullshit on me. And they're like, why don't you believe in God?
And I'm then always, you pull your pants off and point to your balls and
yes,
go,
that's
really?
Why. That's why.
Because
would
I have
just
a ball
God
sack.
Do this?
Yeah,
it's hanging out, you know.
Forget
vulnerable.
Cancer, AIDS.
Yeah.
The plague. Well, ball like, sacks.
Yes.
Yeah.
You with me, Kyle?
No. I don't need my
balls.
You
better not say yes. Yeah, but...
I better not say yes.
Because, yeah, where would that go in discussion?
I think if our assholes evolved, the only thing I can think of that they could evolve to would be, like, to not have one at all anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we're so fucking awesome, we don't excrete waste at all anymore.
We're, like self-sufficient
we
biologically.
We use all of it.
Yeah.
What do we shit out?
What do we shit out?
Yeah, like what aren't we using that's getting shit out? Magnesium.
Yeah, like...
It's all magnesium. If that was true, I think our toilets would blow up.
That's true.
So that can't be it. Fiber? Do we shit out? Is that why eating fiber makes you shit better? Because we shit all the... Yeah, because we can't digest cellulose. So it's all fiber.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe when we evolve, we'll become very fibrous.
Yeah.
And we'll use it all. We'll be like plant people. maybe we'll evolve photosynthesis and we won't need to eat anymore at all. We'll make our own food, glucose and sucrose. What's the difference? Glucose, that's the plant stuff.
Yeah.
Sucrose, that's from space.
Yes, it is.
Moon sugar.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Little known fact, the moon is not made of cheese. It's made of sugar.
Hey, if you were a cannibal and you had to eat a ball sack, like everybody's eating everything else and all that's left is a ball sack.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of people that killed off and they're like, you know, what kind of ball sack?
Why am I such a loser that I don't get any of the everything else?
I don't know.
I don't like your hypothetical communist, cannibalistic.
What if?
It could be communist. It probably is if we're all sharing.
Well, if you ever...
Communist cannibals.
Happen to dream about this, and it's pretty vivid,
really?
And you got to make some decisions.
Do you see this happening in my future? I'm going to have a dream about...
You never know.
Yeah. So, okay. So in your hypothetical situation,
yeah.
I'm a fucking loser and a cannibal and a communist. Go.
And there was like, there's this, you know, all these entrees of ball sacks. Would you choose the white ball sack, the black ball sack, the Asian, Hispanic? What would you eat?
How hungry am I?
Starving.
Well, black.
Okay.
Wait, do black people have big balls or just big dicks? Do they have like little baby balls, but big dicks?
I think
maybe that's why they have the stereotype of having big ball or big dicks, because they have little balls. So it, even, it like looks bigger.
They look pretty average to me in porn, so.
Are black people miniature people just in general, but they have regular sized dicks?
Well, they look miniature with all those big clothes on. They look like, I'm so little.
Maybe that's why.
Big thing of peanut butter.
Everybody's like, ah, black people, why you wear that baggy ass clothes? You look like a homeless man.
Yeah.
But the truth is they're wearing regular clothes, but they're all miniature. And we just,
yeah.
We just don't know because we're afraid of them.
It
and
all
we
makes sense now.
We've never seen one in real life.
Oh, I got to spread the word.
Are black people real?
Yeah.
I've seen them on TV, but I don't know. I don't feel like I saw that many of them in the 80s, you know, when there wasn't as much CGI.
Yeah.
They could have been animatronic.
The other day I went out to my car and it was covered. Like
in black people?
Get away from my car!
Swat them up. Yeah. Get out of here, Danny Glover.
They are real.
I'm too old for this shit.
They are real. But yeah, in the morning I heard these kids, you know, all playing and being assholes. And that evening I went out to my car and it was covered in this, I don't even know what you call it. It's like splashes of white. Like they had a water balloon
semen.
Fight. No, maybe. Like either that, like they had a water balloon fight with milk or a big giant like Jack.
I could see a bunch of black kids having a water balloon fight with milk.
I don't know.
Yeah, what is this white shit?
Because
put it in a balloon and throw it at my head.
I'm like, what is this? I'm looking at every other car around. It's just mine, covered. And when I came out, there was like three little black girls sitting on the porch in my way, you know, how they do.
Yeah.
And they won't move, even though I got bags of shit I got to carry out to my car.
Well, they don't need to move for you. You're responsible for slavery.
So anyway, I get to my car and I want to scream like, who the fuck fucked up my car? It's covered. It's everywhere. I can't even, like my windshield, I can't even drive the damn thing. It's covered in this shit. And so I get really super pissed and I'm almost shaking.
Could you see them from the car? Like, could you still see them from the car? Was it close enough?
Yeah.
You should have just looked them. You should have yelled, hey, and looked them dead in the eyes and licked your car.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, fuck you. I like it.
I
do it again.
But they were all like, I whatever was in my hands, I dropped it. And I'm like, the fuck? Looking at my car. It's all fucked up. And I wanted to turn around and say, do you know who fucked up my car? But they're little kids. I'm not an asshole. I'm not going to.
Yeah.
Because I know they'd be like, mommy, daddy, you know, this white boy outside was like talking shit. And I would get my ass kicked. So I shut the fuck up. Well, anyway, I go up and I'm pissed and I posted something on Facebook. And anyway, we got to head out. So I bring Aldi down and she's looking at it and she goes, it's bird shit. And I go, it's not bird shit. There's too much of it. It's everywhere. And I'm looking at it. It's not bird shit. It's all white. There's no like, you know, chunks.
The little tiny. What is wrong with birds? Like they shit and it's like. Do they shit and lay eggs at the same time?
Yeah.
Because it's like there's this white stuff, like a white liquid.
Yeah.
And then there are these little tiny black logs, like the inside of a Good and Plenty.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I happen to like Good and Plenty.
Good and Plenty's gross. Oh. But yeah, so Bert, like, what are they doing? Like, is that just like some kind of lube that their ass secretes to help them shit out the little black logs?
Yeah. But it turns out it was bird shit. Like, I was looking at it, but it's all over.
Did you park under a tree?
Just my car. No, I'm just right in front of my apartment. My car. And it's not like everybody goes to work when I get home.
Were you mean to a bird recently?
No, but...
Now that I think about it,
yeah,
I actually was kind of a dick to a bird.
The birds were kind of acting funny. Like this one bird, God, did I tell you about this? It like flew in a tree, kind of scared me. Like, what is this? Like someone throwing rocks at me? And it just kind of went, you know, in the tree. And then it flew straight at a window and hit it really hard. Like hard enough to where I heard like a... And I'm like, Jesus. And this bird's just like, not knowing where it's going. And then it flew off. And I'm like, haha, it ate the wrong mushroom. Haha. But maybe there's something around the neighborhood. Yeah, some kind of poisonous something. I don't know.
Maybe you walked into a Windex commercial. Was it a talking bird?
I just gasped there. Maybe.
Did the bird ask you for change for the bus?
No.
And you said no?
No.
And then because that would explain why it's
shot. I blame the kids, though. When they were having fun that morning, they were doing something. They were maybe talking to the birds.
They were like, hey, bird, you know how you flew in that window? That's because the guy who owns that car washed it really good.
Yeah. No, I didn't wash it.
No, the window.
It's because I'm white. Oh, the window. Yeah.
That it flew into.
Yeah, that's true.
And that was the kids lying.
Okay.
Like that.
I see.
What?
Gotcha.
I don't know where you got lost.
I didn't promise.
Okay.
Yeah, goddamn. Bird shit. I was so pissed. I was ready to fucking hate fuck some, not hate fuck, but
some bird rape.
Yeah.
Lay some pipe. Some bird
she
pipe.
She looked like a bird to me.
But in foreign places like England, they call ladies birds. So it kind of makes sense that you would get confused.
Okay.
Like, or maybe they do that because they fuck birds and it's.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, in other news,
yeah,
we got an email this week from an adorable young gentleman named Timberly.
Timberly.
I'm guessing. He says Tim, but... Hello, I operate a small shoutcast internet radio station named Red Earth Radio, www.redearthradio.com. It has a max of 60 listeners at one time. The most I've ever had at one time were 7 listeners. So far, I only air songs from a local band named Red Earth from Dayton, Ohio. I think it's a great band. Is it possible for me to rebroadcast your show on my station? I was thinking of playing your podcast once a day at various times on different days. I've listened to your podcast and I really like them. It's just a thought, so that's why I'm asking. ... Thank you, Timberly Sturgeon, Red Earth Radio. P.S. I have also sent this email to Orion.
Aha.
And I said to him, because I run shit and I didn't give you a chance to have a vote. I said, sure, man, go for it. As long as you aren't trying to sell it, I don't mind at all. Is the plan just to play an episode or a full episode every once in a while, or do you intend to cut them up somehow? If they're going to be edited, I'd like to know in what way, but otherwise, I'm totally cool with it.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out our show, Kyle. And then he said, thank you very much. I was never planning on doing any editing at all. It's great just the way it is. I plan to play full episodes only. I will never cut or edit or sell in any kind of way without your permission. If you tell me to take them off, I will within 24 hours, I promise. On the slots, I was thinking of playing the current episode of the week at least 12 or 24 hours apart from each other during the weekdays, then maybe past episodes on the weekends. Timberly.
All right, Timberly.
So,
getting legal on this shit.
Yeah. So, we are hitting the big time.
We are.
60 listeners at one time. Ooh. I say that like I'm like making fun, but it's more than we have now. So, Red Earth Radio, boys and girls. If you happen to tune in at the right time of day, you might just catch us.
Yeah.
Maybe. And the rest of the time, you get to hear a band from Ohio.
Yeah.
They're not bad.
They're not bad.
I tuned into the station, and they had a song about peace.
Yeah.
It was very peaceful. And then they had a song about Mars, which is a planet.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when I stopped listening.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's horrible, and you hate it.
It would be funny if he took clips out and played it just randomly during his shoutcast or whatever he wants to call it.
It's a shoutcast, yeah. Internet radio station. It's just a stream that plays all day long, okay. 24 hours a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
And my first thought was, how many songs does this band have? Because you're playing it 24/7. It's like it's going to repeat and repeat and repeat.
Seven songs. Yeah.
Damn. All day long?
And like, each one is a minute and 30 seconds.
Jesus Christ. That would...
No, they have more songs than that. That's okay. Crazy. That's okay. That's crazy talk.
Okay.
I don't know what you're thinking.
I don't know.
What's going on?
But if we were cut up in certain ways and just randomly you came on and you were talking about like... Daddy ate my eyes and quit eyeballing me.
Mm-hmm.
It would be fun.
Or how horrible whales are.
Yeah.
I have something to say about whales in a little bit. But first, I wanted to say thanks, Tim.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
I think it's going to be kind of weird, though, unless you've been courting other super popular podcasts. Because it'll be like... Red Earth, Red Earth, Red Earth, Red Earth, Red Earth, Mars and peace, and then rape. Rape for 2 hours, and then music, music, music,
yeah.
Music, 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 and more
I'm
fucking
confused.
Rape.
Where's the correlation?
Here's an hour about how Dubai is shit, and then music, music, Red Earth.
Yeah.
It might be kind of it's an eclectic mix, I think.
It is, yeah.
I think if it was like a terrestrial radio station, you might be fired as the program director, but I still appreciate it. I love compliments because I'm a narcissist. I am in love with myself. I think I'm the greatest. Yeah. And Orion is not too bad either.
I'm not too bad.
Not too bad. It's okay.
But again, if it was cut up, it'd be fun. If he just played a full episode.
Quit stealing my spotlight.
But it just wouldn't work with the clips. It would be like, what the fuck was that? I better check that out. You know? And then they'd check it out and they'd be like, oh my God, this is too much awesome. I gotta spread the word.
Yeah. So you want him to cut it up.
Yeah. I think that would work best. Yeah.
Tim. I love the idea of you playing our show, but could you make it?
I've got a homework
smaller. Could you make it less understandable?
Yeah,
cut it out, destroy any context. Could you do that for us, Tim?
Yeah,
thanks, buddy. Don't listen to Orion. He doesn't know. So you want like somebody to be listening? They're like,
yes,
yeah, guitars. It's a pretty good groove, and then all of a sudden. What the fuck was that, you bitch flash?
Yeah.
Pitchfork. And, then, and then back to the music.
Yeah.
And then they're listening. And then like, you know, 40 minutes later, there's another little, I just had a terrible thought clip that's like, God, what else have we talked about? I don't even fucking know. Like,
you don't know we're on episode what?
81.
Yeah.
I don't know. What have we talked about?
I don't really know either.
Have we talked about the time I fucked a peach?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be great because then everybody would be like, wow, that's interesting. I'll check that out.
Apparently, according to somebody on the Twitter, I did a skit about McD's, which I assume means McDonald's.
McDonald's, yeah.
And I don't actually know what that would have been. I have a couple of ideas about what it might have been.
Fast food has come up a couple times, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fast food's pretty good.
It'd be nice if they could be a little more specific.
You know what I hate?
What?
Food snobs.
Food snobs, yeah.
People who are like, McDonald's, gross. Like they practically shove their finger down their throat and puke on your shoes just to get their point across. Like, okay, all right, I get it. You don't like burgers. Chill out.
Yeah.
Oh, I do like burgers, but only if they're made entirely out of gold. Fuck yourself. I only like a burger if it costs $20.
Oh, I know a food snob, and he's a great guy.
He's a dick, and I hate him.
But
unless I don't, who is it?
He just knows you don't know him.
Then I hate him.
But he talks about all this good stuff and it's got to be the best and that's great.
Is it Roger Ebert?
No.
I can see
How did you know that?
I only like burgers made from the best Kobe beef.
Yes.
With cheese from a mountain goat that can only be found in the most remote regions of the Antarctic. And lettuce that isn't actually lettuce, it's money.
That sounds about right, yeah, but he's
and
a great
instead
guy.
Instead of ketchup, I use the congealed blood of virgins. It costs $7.95 at Applebee's.
Oh, man. But, yeah, what's weird is we did a food run the other day, and this guy was all in on the Burger King run.
Oh, yeah?
He got some Burger King, and I wanted to say something, but...
This was at work.
Yeah, this was at work, yeah.
When you got back with the food, or whoever got back with the food,
no.
Did he run down, like, the various aisles looking for products to soup his burger up with?
No, he just ate it. Yeah, I don't know what he got specifically, because I didn't want to, like, stick my head in there between his face and the burger.
So he's all talk.
Yeah.
Now I hate him more.
It is part of his job, though. He's got to sell certain things.
It's part of his job to eat burgers?
Well, no. It's part of his job to, you know, talk about the best of the best. And you should pay more because it's higher quality and it tastes better.
Does he sell wine?
Yes.
I figured him out.
Yep.
Because nobody else at your work's job is to talk about the best of the best. Everybody else's job is to point out where the chili beans are.
I'm just talking about the greeter, yeah.
Hello, welcome to... I only like the best of the best things I find in the dumpster on the way home. Before you continue on with your shopping.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Food snobs, man. Oh, hey, whales, right?
Yeah.
So, you know how whales are bullshit?
Yeah.
They're like the dicks of the sea. We all know this.
We do.
Well, I got good news. We're making headway in the war against whales.
What's going on?
Dozens of whales die, which right there gave me a boner, after 58 are stranded on New Zealand beach. A beachgoer in a remote area of northern New Zealand found a horrific sight Friday morning, 58 pilot whales stranded on Karikari Beach. When conservation officials arrived, only 15 of the animals were still alive. The whales probably became stranded sometime during the night, said Carolyn Smith of New Zealand's Department of Conservation in Kaitiai. See, whenever I read stories about New Zealand, there are so many fucked up names. And I think it's kind of like, I'm used to it because we live here, but in Michigan specifically, there are a whole bunch of places with goofy names, and it's because they're all like Native American words. I think it's the same thing, but with whatever the natives in New Zealand are, like elves or whatever. Anyway, the focus for everyone right now was to try to refloat the survivors, Smith said. To do that, officials will position the whales to face out to sea and hope they swim back out when high tide comes.
Sounds promising.
Just point the whales in the right direction and see what happens. The whales need to be held in the water for at least half an hour to allow them to reorient themselves before being released to hopefully swim back out to sea, the conservation department said, because whales are so fucking dumb. You put them back in the water and their immediate instinct is to turn around and swim back up on the beach.
Where am I?
A first attempt to refloat the whales was not successful Friday night. Conservation officials were going to monitor the animals overnight in the hope of trying again, maybe after moving them to Matai Bay, where sea conditions could be more favorable for refloating. There's a picture here, and it's a shit ton of whales on the beach, like close enough that when the waves come in, it, you know, almost cover, like it splashing them, it's almost covering them. They're basically in the water, but they're on the beach too far to swim back out.
I can picture it,
They can't get them to go back in. Well, they're like pushing the whales back in the water and they're like not having it. No. I meant to swim up on the beach. You guys aren't listening to me.
We heard Kyle's podcast.
And they're having trouble getting them to swim back out in the ocean. And their solution to the problem is to transport them to another beach. Like, maybe they'll like this beach better.
Yeah.
Like, they're just going to be more confused. They already don't know that they shouldn't be on land. Now you're pushing them into unfamiliar waters. You think they're going to want to swim there?
Oh, man.
The next attempt would happen Saturday morning, said Mike Davies, acting area manager at the Department of Conservation's Kaitiai office. Far North Whale Rescue, which has a team of trained volunteers, is working with the department to achieve this. Currently, New Zealand's Far North region is experiencing heavy rain and wind, both a help and a hindrance due to the rescue efforts. How can it be both? The Department of Conservation said, it means the whales are not at risk of drying out, but it creates difficult conditions for rescuers. Adult pilot whales can measure up to 20 feet long and weigh up to 3 tons. Due to their social nature, they are often involved in mass strandings. According to the American Cetacean Society, the ACS is a nonprofit group based in California that works to protect whales, dolphins, and porpoises, according to its website. So because of their social nature, they're very prone to grouping and swimming ashore like a bunch of idiots. Is social nature some kind of like euphemism for retardation? Due to their social name, like from now on, whenever I see a retard and I don't want to, you know, be politically incorrect, I'll just call them social. Hey, look at those social butterflies over there drooling all over themselves. What is, see, now this is just more proof that whales are dumb. Yeah. Whales are stupid, man. All they do is swim and eat. And this is proof because they were just swimming around looking for sea burgers and, they cruised straight ashore. You would think, because there's a point where you're in the water swimming around and you start to feel the sand on your belly, you know, you bump your nose.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, this can't be the right way. But no, they just keep on going.
This is crushing my mindset of whales.
If I, a beachgoer in a remote area of northern New Zealand, found a horrific sight Friday morning, 58 pilot whales stranded on Karikari Beach. If I had wandered onto a beach and saw 58 whales just kind of moaning and rolling around on the beach.
Oh, man. It's horrible.
I would have needed rescuers to save me from asphyxiating because I couldn't stop laughing.
Look
at those fat faggots. Don't you know you don't belong on the beach? What are you doing? Oh. I wanted to build a sandcastle. You don't have arms.
Given the nature of the whales, obviously now...
Social nature.
Their social nature is so fucked. Who's in charge of this ACS? Like, let's rescue the whales? Why?
Yeah, survival of the fittest.
Man, that's like volunteering to, you know, tutor Down syndrome kids. That's
right. And when what you should be doing is volunteering to exterminate Down syndrome kids.
Yes.
Because who needs them? Yeah. They're just a burden on their families.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, it was okay to murder retards.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Oh, man.
Ah, nostalgia. The good old days.
I used to think whales were so wise.
Until I told you otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. They don't speak our language, but they're...
Oh, but you're also the same faggot who said that every animal is conscious on some... Like not just conscious, but like self-aware and like, I know what's going on. I'm a cockroach.
Okay. okay.
I even asked you, I don't remember which episode it was, but I asked you during that episode.
Yeah.
I said, even bacteria? And you said, yeah, they have to.
Well, okay.
So it's like, there's like a bunch of...
That was stupid.
Bacteria floating around in some yogurt going, is kind of a nice day.
Oh, man. Okay, I admit that was stupid.
I think, therefore, I am.
But most things, you know, they might not be self-aware, but how can we test that, you know? We'll never know. It's just, it's silly to think that they're not. They exist, you know?
Yeah.
So...
It's silly to think that they're not what?
Self-aware. Bacteria,
you saw a bird run into a window.
Okay. And bad example.
Not only is that retarded, because if the bird was even remotely intelligent, it would have known that there was a window there.
Yeah.
Why? Where did it think it was going? Was it going to go watch TV? What was it doing? Man, I can't wait to get in there. There's all kinds of things that I
but
want.
You look at ants and shit.
Yeah.
And
yeah, and here we go. This is a good example.
Hold on. They're supposed to be, you know, all self-sufficient and, you know, working together. And they don't really think because they're like, do this. But you watch ants and you'll give them food and they'll pick it up and go wander off and like get lost.
Yeah.
Like there's got to be some degree of like, you know.
Ants wander away and get lost.
Yeah. There's got to be some degree of being self-aware because they're fucking up. They're not all impulse, you know, like, ooh, smell the pheromones, do this. You know where I'm going with this?
No.
Once again.
There's a big difference between like an octopus opening a jar to get at a shrimp, which is pretty clever.
Yeah.
And an octopus like sitting around contemplating its own existence.
Why is that so funny?
One is like a party trick. And the other is kind of philosophical.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're right. Ants are philosophers.
Yeah.
That's why they get lost. They're like, they pick up the little chunk of a sugar cube and they wander off and, you know, they're daydreaming in their head.
Something about, else might, you know, like, look like food. And
how
look
did
pretty.
I get here? Yeah. Why am I here?
Well, they don't ask questions. They're just like, now I have this food. What am I doing? What am I doing? What am I doing?
Damn.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, the queen. Fuck, I always forget about the queen.
Yeah, that bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bugs. Bugs are great.
Oh yeah.
What's your favorite bug?
The praying mantis, man.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I don't like them. They're too preachy.
What do you mean by Ba-doom. That?
Because they pray.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay.
Get it?
Yeah. Oh, that was good. That was good.
I thought you were going to say the stick bug. You brought it up earlier.
No, I hate that bug.
I love rhinoceros beetles. Yeah. They're pretty great.
They look cool. I don't know.
They're pretty big.
They're your favorite?
I'd pet one.
But they're your favorite?
Yeah, so I'd pet one.
Okay. But they're not that cool.
What's so cool about praying mantises?
Oh, dude, it's just like...
Or praying... is it right? Mantises?
Their whole just... mojo.
their demeanor.
Yeah, their demeanor. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just look at it and go, wow, shouldn't fuck with that. It's kind of cute, but...
Every time I've ever seen a praying mantis in real life, it has stood perfectly still the entire time I've watched it. And that's how mind-numbingly dull they are. Yeah, they look kind of badass. Like they should be like in some kind of anime fighting a giant robot. They don't fight giant robots. They sit... and stare.
Yeah.
But rhino beetles, on the other hand, race.
They race? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they do if you make them.
Yeah. Okay.
Go.
I don't know. That sounds kind of boring.
I would name it Rhiney.
Rhiney?
Yeah, because I'm not very creative.
Beetles racing. They're just running in one direction. That could coincidentally be like, oh, they're racing. No, they're just running for their lives.
There's at least one video game, and I'm sure there are actually more than one, but there's at least one video game in Japan that's all about fighting beetles.
Oh, Jesus.
Like Pokemon, you know, you got to catch them all and then you fight them. But beetles.
Beetleborgs.
No. Yes, I do, but not like that.
Not like that?
Beetles. Like you play as like a kid who owns a beetle.
Oh, Jesus.
And you fight other beetles.
That's so fucked up.
I think they do that for real. Like they have bug fights. Like little kids will have a bug and they'll make it fight other little kids' bugs. I think that's sort of where the idea for Pokemon came from.
Man,
bug fights.
We fight dogs, you know. In the streets, you know, real ghetto streets.
We do?
Yeah.
You and me?
Yeah. No. But over in Japan, they're fighting beetles. I can see that.
How horrific would Pokemon be if it was real?
Mm.
Little kids, like, sicking animals on each other. It'd be like little kids running a cockfight.
Yeah.
You know, strapping razor blades to a chicken's feet.
Yeah.
And watching them bloody each other up. And then when you're done, you put them in a little ball and carry them around and hug them and love them.
PETA would be all over that.
PETA would hate. I wonder if PETA hates Pokemon.
I bet they do.
They should. You're subjugating and forcing animals to battle.
Yeah. Even though it's animated, it's portraying them.
Are there any animals in Pokemon that aren't Pokemon?
Mm.
If there aren't, it kind of makes the name Pokemon sort of useless. Because it's short for pocket monsters.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Most of them wouldn't
fit. That makes sense, though.
Most of them wouldn't fit in your pocket.
Yeah.
Except when they're in the ball, which somehow shrinks them. But
I haven't seen much Pokemon.
Oh, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Believe it.
Super cool guy.
With lots of time.
With super cool interests.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With lots of time, because I don't have a girl. And oh, no. Orion
That's
does.
Not what I meant.
And he's so cool, because he gets all the pussy.
Always having sex.
Yeah.
24/7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
Good luck with all your babies.
I'm actually envious with all the time you have.
Mm-hmm. I would be too. Your girlfriend's a bitch. Just kidding, Aldi. I know she just still doesn't listen, does she?
She doesn't listen.
What
Don't worry
bitch.
About it.
She is a bitch. What a meanie.
It's too boring. You believe that?
You believe that shit? This is the best show on the planet.
It's the only show.
It's the only show on the internet. It's the best show on the planet.
That's true. Yeah.
And it is the second best show on the moon.
There's a lot of shows out there that people call podcasts.
Yeah.
What would you call those? Because they're not for real.
Faux casts.
Yeah.
Fake
bullshit. Don't buy into that. Don't listen to that shit.
This is the best episode ever.
Yeah.
You want to do a voicemail?
Yeah.
We got one this week.
Okay.
And guess who it's from?
I have no idea. Oh, Austin, right?
Yeah. Where the fuck did it go? God damn it, Austin. You're hiding all the voicemails from me. There it is.
Hey, this is the guy who calls in a little bit too much sometimes. Bible thing, talking about how some fuckers were like 600 years old and shit. I didn't do the math recently, but a while ago, I remember thinking about it and how ridiculous it was, and I did the math based on full moon, and it would make them like 50 to 60 years old at the oldest. And I just think that that's hilarious, because if someone in a book said, oh, they were 672 years old, they probably didn't say years. They probably just used 672 as like new moons or whatever. That's just my own dumbass opinion. But yeah, because I mean, people wouldn't have had the idea of what a full year was, or, you know, all that shit. Just like, I mean, if someone writes a book, just like how when movies first came out, people thought the train that was in the movie was actually coming towards them, and people ran out scared shitless because they didn't understand, oh, it's a picture, I don't get it, you know? So I could see some whole group of people finding the book and they're like, oh, this explains everything. I never understood any of this shit, or probably didn't even think to understand it because I was more worried about it getting eaten by zebras. Maybe I should have said lions. But yeah, I mean, Indians came up with goofy ass shit to explain why the rain came, because no one was there to tell them why. So, I mean, you find a book that says all these answers, and eventually, what stupid fucks are gonna believe it? I mean, that's how Scientology got started, kind of. Later.
Wow. you know how I said we're the second most popular podcast on the moon?
Yeah, yeah.
The first most popular is Bible Time with Austin Trees. Because only moon people can understand it. Wow. Okay. So all the really crazy old people in the Bible weren't actually crazy old, because back then nobody knew what a year was.
Yeah.
And they went by new moons. So does that mean that everybody in the Bible that wasn't a million years old was actually a baby?
Yeah.
Hmm.
That,
or
that
not,
makes sense.
Yeah. Little babies. Wow. What else did he say?
Oh, zebras, man.
Oh, that doesn't, I don't care about that. Oh,
okay.
What else did he say? That was a lot of stuff. A lot of crazy packed into one voicemail.
Yeah, trains coming through the screen.
No, okay. Yeah, I know about that. That's like, you know, oh, motion pictures for the first time. And you see they just decided, hey, one of our first motion pictures ever should be a scary-ass train coming directly at the audience. It's like they planned it. Like, ha-ha, we're going to get you.
Yeah.
That's, no, what else did he talk about? Old people in the Bible. You're not helping me here.
Zebras.
That wasn't it!
But isn't it fucked up that zebras are supposed to blend in with the tall grass? Black and white. Fucking stupid.
Well, a lot of animals are colorblind.
Oh, yeah. Well, ha! It's still stupid.
Shot that theory down.
Anyways, what else did he talk about?
I don't know. I was asking you. I can't remember. What the hell did you say in this thing, Austin? Unfortunately, the way it's set up, I can't like seek around in it to listen to.
You'd have to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, and I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Ooh. What did he say? The Bible and old people and...
The correlation between the motion pictures and how stupid people were back then. Which I don't believe people.
I'm pretty sure people knew what a year was back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the seasons and stuff. every time. Every, you know, there's a cycle there, and the leaves fall,
yeah,
the snow comes or whatever. I mean, there might not have been snow there, but, you know, there's a cycle.
Yeah.
I feel like they would notice, and they had an idea,
yeah,
of what a year was. I don't think that happened later.
Yeah. I think he was just throwing it out there. Like, well,
I wonder if he got that from somewhere, because he's like, you know, new moons, right?
Well, he was doing the math.
What math? How many new moons?
That would mean he'd be about 60 years instead of 300. I don't know.
I think it's probably the easier explanation is that it was all made up, or at the very least embellished heavily.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And the people that knew what a year was were probably smart and didn't. They picked up the book and were like, eh, this is boring. Put it back in the garbage can.
I don't know about that. I mean, they might have been dumb, but I think they knew what a year was.
Yeah.
God damn it, Austin. I was doing so good. And now you've just completely derailed me.
In a pickle.
On the inside of a pickle.
Yes.
Where do you think that came from?
I don't know. Skyview traffic.
What?
You know, pickles and helicopters.
Right. Yeah. You know, like pickles and helicopters are closely linked because they're both.
And they could see all the people in the pickle.
Green.
Yeah.
Did you know that if you put a helicopter in vinegar and let it soak for long enough, it turns into a hot air balloon? That's where hot air balloons come from. Lots of people don't know that they're actually the same thing. It's just one's been pickled.
And this is the way the world works.
Yep.
Figuring it out with Colin Ryan.
Who's your favorite television detective?
Mm.
Mine is Wishbone.
Oh, no. Fuck that show and fuck that dog.
Wishbone is the greatest.
Oh, no.
First of all, he reads all the books and tells me about them so I don't have to.
Yeah.
Secondly, he's a dog and he solves mysteries.
Yeah, but not in a cool way, you know?
No.
All the mysteries are lame.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What kind of mysteries would you solve if you were a crime-solving dog?
Cooler ones like, you know, about, like...
cooler than the Hound of the Baskervilles?
What is that?
It's some Sherlock Holmes bullshit.
Okay. But, a cool mystery. Like...
The mystery of the missing egg. Hmm. Who took that egg?
Yeah. Where did Dad bury my cat?
Your dad buried your cat?
Yeah.
And he wouldn't tell you where?
Yeah. Son of a bitch. I was going to go dig him up.
Did he give you a shovel and say good luck?
No, but
why were you
going to
dig the cat up?
I don't know. I was a kid.
Did he bury the cat alive?
No.
Because that would be the coolest dad ever.
I just wanted, you know, I got bored. I was one of the kids, because some kids were allowed to stay in the house and do whatever they wanted. But I was like shunned outside during the day and I had to just make do with whatever. And I was like, man, where's that cat? So that's why.
Yeah. When I was at the theater seeing Scott Pilgrim versus the World, I went in the bathroom and I took a wee like you do. And then I washed my hands. And then I was like, how am I going to dry these things?
Yeah.
This is a dilemma. And I looked around the room for anything I could wipe my hands on. And I didn't see anybody with a shirt that looked suitable. And then I saw this thing. It was called like the Dyson Airblade or something like that. It's this crazy thing that was on the wall. And it has these like two little, it looks like, shit. It looks kind of like a urinal. But like, you know how urinals open in the front? There's like this lip that kind of curves out and up in front of it.
Yes.
Like a little, like a urinal with a shield.
Okay.
Okay. And then there's a hole in the top and you put your hands down in it and it, like, there's a motion sensor and it starts blowing air at your hands and you just slowly dip them down in there and slowly pull them back out. And when you're done, they're dry.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Damn. That is cool. Super cool.
Same guys who make those vacuum cleaners with the balls instead of wheels.
Revolutionary.
The fucking future, man.
Ooh.
I can't wait until they release a sex bot.
There was a girl in the women's bathroom. I didn't go in. Aldi told me about this, but Aldi went to take a piss, and there's two stalls. And in the first one, the seat was covered in diarrhea juice, you know, shit juice, which is, it's not piss. It's like shit juice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so she's like, I don't want to go in there. So she goes in the next one. But before she gets in, this coworker that works in one of the works at the deli of all things, like handles food and shit, barges in, goes right into that stall, and instantly you hear pissing. So she sat right down on the shit juice and just started peeing and then got up and left, didn't wash her hands or anything.
Maybe she had to vomit and she chose to like make a little whistling formation with her lips and just spew it out in a tiny steady stream. And it sounded like this.
Maybe. That would excuse her from being a total sick fuck.
The most rational explanation.
Yeah.
Occam's razor, Orion.
Okay.
I told you about that before.
You did, yeah.
The simplest answer
is
most often the correct answer.
Probable.
Yeah. So, obviously, that's what happened.
Yeah.
Another mystery solved by Detective Wishbone.
You know why I hate celebrities?
Because they're richer than you.
Well, besides that.
And more famous.
When I was a kid.
And prettier. And more well-liked.
Maybe.
And
maybe.
Less dead
inside. Highly doubtful. Less dead inside?
Maybe that's why I hate celebrities.
Oh, maybe. But as a kid, you ever play with dolls and action figures and stuff?
Nope, not a faggot.
But they would have clothes on, and you wanted to take the clothes off and see what's underneath, right?
Did you hear the part where I said not a faggot?
Well, I did anyway, because I was curious. I'm like, ooh, I want to see what's underneath, you know? It's a guy, a girl, whatever. I'm
curious.
Were
you disappointed when you got Ken's pants off?
Which is bullshit, I think. And I think that every celebrity out there...
Damn you, flesh-tone underpants!
...that has an action figure because they've been in a movie or something, or they're a sports figure or whatever, should have an accurate, you know...
Genital
plastic
representation?
Yes, exactly. Like, exact.
Well, they barely ever have an accurate facial representation.
That's true.
What makes you think they can handle a peen?
I don't know. I've seen some pretty cool action
figures. Seen some pretty cool. You know, if like Todd McFarlane released a character with a like an anatomically correct genital area, you know, it'd just be all filthy looking.
Probably.
All their figures are
but
all filthy.
But if it was accurate,
looking.
You know. Because then you wouldn't get that disappointment. Like, you take the clothes off, you're like...
Dumpster penis. The new line from Todd McFarlane. Why are you... First of all, most action figures, like for boys, don't have clothes that you can take off. Unless you're like 50 years old and you're talking about the G.I. Joes that my dad used to play with when he was a baby.
I've had action figures with clothes, like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder. He had a vest on, a cloth vest.
Yeah, but you couldn't take his clothes off. You could take the vest off, but he was still fully clothed.
Yeah. But why I hate celebrities? Because
because their action figures don't have dicks.
No, because I know they'd have a problem with that, and it you know, fuck you. You're famous. You should be okay with that.
Fuck you. I want to play with a miniature version of your dick.
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you to tell me what I can and cannot do with a representation of your penis?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I am entitled to see you naked.
Right. That's the trade-off. Yeah. You know, if you are going to be famous, then I get to see your dick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all.
I want to see Ellen's dick.
Ellen DeGeneres?
Yeah.
She doesn't have a dick.
I bet it's well-groomed.
I don't know.
But not shaved. I bet it has like a little spiky hairdo at the base.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Bleached?
Yeah.
Frosted?
Frosted. A little gel in there. Maybe some mousse.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I bet her balls are enormous.
No.
Like, so big that they actually, like, because of all the years of wearing pants, because, you know, she's not a real girl.
Yeah.
That they're so big that they've split sort of, and one goes down each pant leg.
I don't know. I came by that. I think she has a vagina, and I think it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sure it is, because she gets with some pretty attractive girls.
What are you, some kind of socialist?
No.
No. Liberal?
Maybe.
I am a conservative.
Yeah.
I am all for conservating.
Conservative.
You know what I was thinking about earlier when you said rapist?
When did I say rapist?
You did say rapist.
Okay.
I don't even remember it. I'm just going to assume you did.
Okay.
Now, earlier when you said rapist, I was thinking about how, like, the fact that it's, like, it ends with the IST kind of almost makes it sound like a trade or a profession, like an artist.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a rapist. That's what I do. I create rape.
Yeah.
I trade in rape.
One day it will be respected.
One day we will go back to the barter system.
Yeah.
And Orion will be able to trade rape for goods and services.
Where's our rapist?
I need a gallon of gasoline. Got anybody you need raped? Just so happens I do. Come on out, sweetie. It's my daughter. She's been getting real lippy lately.
Yeah.
One day.
Yep. Those will be the days. In the post-apocalyptic future.
Mm-hmm.
That is the year 2013.
And we'll all be wearing concrete clothes.
Yeah. Well, we'll all be plant people by
then.
Oh,
yeah. That's right.
2013. That's so far
away. Busting through the concrete.
Because
we'll live underground.
Crashes into the earth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well...
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the sun's going to crash into the earth.
Not in 2012 even?
No.
Obviously the world, how do you think the world's going to end in 2012? It's going to happen.
I think North Korea is just going to bomb everybody.
North Korea is not even real.
I know.
they made that up for like
to scare us.
24 or something.
I was scared for a while, but then I figured it out, yeah.
We need some new terrorists for 24. North Korea? I've heard of Korea. Yeah. There's got to be one on top of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Next, you'll be talking about North China.
Yeah, pff, Jesus.
North Vietnam.
North Pole. That is in
West
real.
Virginia.
Yeah.
All of those places are not real. Should we end the show, do you think?
Let's bring it to a close.
Okay. Thank you for listening to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, a subsidiary of Red Earth Radio, redearthradio.com. Listen to it.
Yeah.
Once in a while, you might hear something from these guys, me and Orion. Other times, it'll be somebody else.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. You can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And or orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And of course, you can visit the forums. Nobody really did this past week. I was, I'm not sure why that happened. I don't know if they all died or if they hate us or if they're just listening to us on Red Earth Radio now. Yeah. They don't, you know, they don't come to the site anymore, but, not many comments this week. So don't let it happen again.
Yeah.
And you can, I just had a terrible thought.com/forum. Jesus. Oh, man. I just coughed up a jellyfish. You can visit us at facebook.com/idchat. That's where all the faces are. And there's twitter.com/idchat, which is where I post about how annoyed I am with birds. And you can donate.
Donate.
And if you've never donated before and you're thinking, why should I donate? This show's shit. Well, this episode is the best episode of anything that has ever been made on Earth or the moon.
Agreed. So, agreed.
Now's the time. If you want to keep this kind of content going.
If it's the best in space, it's the best ever.
We need support from viewers like you, like PBS.
But everybody hates PBS.
Yeah, and they don't watch our show.
Yeah.
Anyway, we need a telethon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like it.
We need some kind of fake children's illness. Like,
I'm smelling cash.
Social nature is what we'll call it.
Social nature, yeah.
It's on the autism spectrum. It's bad news. And the only way to cure it is with cash.
Yeah.
So that's a show.
That's our show. Thanks for listening, guys. We will check you next week.